This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In Syria, there are reports of numerous civilian deaths from chemical attacks carried out by government forces that have targeted the city of Idlib. Is there a grim endgame coming to pass in the war-torn nation of Syria? With the conclusion of the conflict in Aleppo earlier this year, we may be seeing a long-expected campaign by President Bashar al-Assad to consolidate with chemical weapons whatever remaining territory he can claim to control. Louisa Lovelock is Middle East correspondent for The Washington Post. She joins me now from Beirut. Welcome, Louisa.
Hello.
It's long been expected that if things begin to settle down in Syria, and that's quite a stretch to even say right there, that Bashar al-Assad would launch a brutal attack on the civilian population to bring things into some semblance of order, if not peace. What do you think this attack might signify, or reports of this attack might signify?
Well, it certainly does seem to be a part of the strategy that you describe. We're still piecing together the jigsaw right now, but it does seem that the government launched several airstrikes on a town in northwestern Syria today, killing around 70 people with a chemical weapon. And while we know that the government possesses chemical weapons, it uses chlorine on a fairly regular basis against civilians in parts of rebel-held Syria. Whatever they've used today, doctors on the ground are saying, seems to be a different substance, a more serious and a more deadly substance. And that is why we're seeing so many people killed.
What monitoring is even possible in Syria right now for attacks of this kind?
Well, it's very difficult. We've been speaking to doctors and activists in the area, as well as people who were treated. This was an attack that took place at daybreak. It took place very early in the morning. So the majority of the casualties are women, children, and old people who were sleeping in their homes. So we've spoken to doctors who can describe the symptoms. We've spoken to media activists who effectively get in their cars and drive to the scene of any new attack. But the test right now will be some sort of formal inspection.
Tell us a little bit about Idlib. Is it a center of opposition? Is it a loyalist city? Is it generally a source of unrest and political tension?
Well, after 6 years of war, Syria's armed rebellion has largely been quashed by government forces and Russian airstrikes. So what you have in the northwestern province of Idlib right now is really the last remaining bastion of the armed rebellion. Most groups that remain have all been funneled up into this area. And that means that you've got extremists mingling with more moderate groups. And the extremist groups have effectively turned on their weaker and more moderate groups. And this has now become a very difficult and dangerous place for hundreds of thousands of civilians who are trapped among them.
Again, it's impossible to speculate, but would a chemical attack motivate civilians to leave Idlib? Would that be an objective that Bashar al-Assad would be in favor of in any way? Does he consider Idlib to be a part of whatever rump state Bashar al-Assad ends up with as this war winds down in its horrible, horrible way?
Well, that's certainly the big question right now. I think these chemical attacks have certainly been used to depopulate large areas. But the problem with Idlib is that it is effectively a closed area. The Turkish border is closed to anyone but those who are treated as medical cases. The only way you can cross into Turkey, the only way you can flee right now, is either to be smuggled, sometimes for the cost of thousands of dollars, or it's in an ambulance after an attack like this. And today at the Turkish border, we have ambulances waiting to carry civilian casualties over treatment.
Louisa Lovelock is Middle East correspondent for The Washington Post, based in Beirut. Thank you so much, Louisa.
Thank you.